on FM and DAB across Kent.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
This is KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Joanna Earle.
A murder investigation's underway after a woman in her 50s was found dead at a property near Tunbridge Wells. Josh has more for KMFM.
Well, police were called to the property in Lady Gifts Road in Southborough at about 6 last night following reports of a suspicious death. A man who's in his 60s has been arrested on suspicion of murder. He remains in police custody this lunchtime. Officers have told KMFM the suspect is known to the victim.
KMFM News.
German media are reporting that police are looking for a Tunisian man in connection with the Berlin truck attack. It's claimed his documents have been found in the lorry which ploughed into crowds at a Christmas market on Monday. 12 people died, dozens more were injured. Sky's Nick Martin's in the German capital as the investigation intensifies.
There is now a huge amount of pressure on the security services and on the police to try and calm things down and give us an insight into what they're actually doing to try and find this person. Are they just looking for one perpetrator, or did that driver have support?
Bike here, and security has been stepped up at the port of Dover in the wake of the attacks. A former drama teacher who ran classes in Kent has been jailed for 9 years for abusing young boys in the 80s. 71-year-old Glyn Davis from Somerset was arrested after two men contacted police earlier this year. The attacks happened in southeast London, but officers think more attacks could have happened here. Hundreds of thousands of people in West Kent could be affected by plans to cut £3.5 million for the health budget. The West Kent CCG is going to reduce the number of non-urgent operations it carries out to save cash between now and April. It's also looking to change what treatment it offers patients. Dr. Bob Bowles is its chairman.
This is actually about services, because we don't land within our financial control target that we have to, then next year we will have to make deeper and further cuts, more than we're talking about at the moment.
One of the country's biggest abortion providers is being accused of putting women at risk because of poor training. Mary Stopes, which has a clinic in Maidstone, suspended operations for under 18s in October after criticism from the Care Quality Commission. The health regulator's inspection found it was also failing to get proper consent.
KMFM News.
Flying drones near airplanes or airports could become a criminal offence. The government's looking at introducing tougher laws after an increase in near misses over the past year. Jonathan Nicholson is from the Civil Aviation Authority. He says it's important consumers fly their machines responsibly.
To make sure that everybody can enjoy and use drones in the future, they have amazing potential and certainly a huge boost to the UK economy, because we're one of the leading countries using drones and drone research. So we need to make sure that can happen.
Last July, a passenger plane heading to London from Zurich reported seeing a drone whilst flying over Detling. There's long delays heading to the port of Dover this afternoon as the great Christmas getaway begins. Most schools across Kent break up today, and we're being warned the roads are expected to be a lot busier than usual. Greg Holsworth is a traffic analyst at INRIX.
The thing about the roads in Kent is that you do get a lot of traffic coming in from outside the area, particularly people trying to get to the Kent coast for the ferries and the Channel Tunnel. So you do get some national flows of traffic, also quite a lot of freight lorries coming up and down. And something that's become an increasing factor is the number of delivery lorries, all the people doing their Christmas shopping on the internet.
And Bake Off star Sue Perkins has announced she's coming to Kent. She'll be leading a symphony orchestra at Margate's Winter Garden on the 29th of January.
KMFM Sport with Johnson's Garden Buildings, double glazed and insulated. Need extra space.co.uk.
Cricket in England's assistant coach says he wants Alistair Cook to stay on as test captain. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Lucy.
The opening batsman will consider his future after a 4-0 series defeat in India yesterday. Former Kent coach Paul Farbrace says the skipper is well liked.
He leads this team very, very well. He's a very popular leader, and everybody in this team follows what he wants. So, you know, we have no issues with him as the captain. And as I say, there will be conversations to be had in the new year, I'm sure.
Two-time Wimbledon tennis champion Petra Kvitova is starting her recovery from surgery after being stabbed. Her left hand was injured during a burglary at her home in the Czech Republic. It's thought it'll take the former world number 2 3 months to recover. And in football, Peterborough will face Premier League leaders Chelsea in the third round of the FA Cup. The League One side won their replay with Notts County 2-0 at London Road. Tonight, fourth-tier sides Newport and Plymouth battle it out for the chance to go to Liverpool Liverpool in round three.
That's the latest. Next update's at two.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.